Peace and greetings. Welcome to another episode of NSF, National Saving Fatherhood Radio. Today we are talking about the bias system that is set up against fathers. In the early 80s, we'll start with the history first. In the early 80s, there was a movement started in the court systems. A lot of the times, the mother of the children were basically pushed out of the system. So, because of that, there was a movement that made a generation of fathers not needed. And within that time frame, the father used to be able to go into the court system and able to get his demands right away, because the father was the maintainer, the provider, the financial security. The mother usually stays at home and she's a housewife or A, B, and C. So when divorce came along during that time, we were trying to fix the system so that the mother can have her rights be heard. Now that we live in modern times, we bring up to present times, instead of it being even an equality all the way around, it has become unbalanced. And because of the imbalance and the misunderstanding, and with the system setting up where there's more support for the mother and more leniency towards the mother gaining custody, the father is now declared a person not of interest. His position does not qualify for a custody or a visitation rights issue. Due to the DHS or the system that is set up for visitations through the court system, there is a higher chance that the father would not gain custody. Now, I'm not saying that you cannot get custody. You are looking at a maybe a 1% or 2% within a 5% chance of gaining that custody, if that is your objective. As far as visitation, you'll have a better chance at supervised visits than you would have sole visits, where the child will spend a weekend or so at your address or your premise. Now, for the younger fathers out there, to prevent these things come in, you need to maintain the house where your significant other is happy in the results. I'm not saying being paranoid with it, but I'm saying make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's as you proceed in the position as a father. It is very important and vital that you make sure you maintain your house a proper way. Keep books, pictures, records, as much records as you can, when you're dealing with your children. So if that divorce does come, you are prepared to present a stable-minded person. Okay? The way the court system has gone through again and again, it has hurt the father. So the father is now being kicked out the picture on a higher rate. The national average of fatherhood is 6.1%. Now, you've heard me talk about this before, but within that 61%, there's only 1% chance that of a father gaining full custody. If you are a father trying to maintain your household, it is vital and very, very important, and I cannot stress this enough, to make sure that your financial contributions to that household and for that child is up to par. Because yes, you could be a first time father. There's no manual for to be a father. There's no natural way to do it. But you may live in an environment with regulations by your state or within your community that dictates that you must be able to present this way or look this way to keep your child in your life. Now, all I'm telling you right now is I want you to look, write down everything that you do on a monthly to weekly basis, showing time, date, and how much, and keep a record of it, because this way you can be able to have a proper record of what you are contributing to the household. Now, this record you should keep to yourself. Put it in a secret place, a secured place, away from your significant other, so that they do not know about this. Now, I'm not saying keep secrets, but this is something that can help you, because you're starting a relationship or you've been in a relationship for a long time, and that person might use that information against you and find ways to do it. So you always have to be ahead. It's not saying that you do not love that person. You just want to protect your interests for yourself, because you cannot take care of somebody else until you can take care of your own needs and wants. Okay? And if you're not taking care of those needs and wants, then you are becoming a problem. And guess what? You will definitely be cut out the picture of that child. And that child can come back on you with more negative to hurt you instead of being your child that loves you and supports you. Or they might manipulate the love, the natural love that is from a child, to hurt you and make you feel mentally insecure. You must maintain that balance. I don't care how far you are from your child, but you must maintain that bond. And you must maintain it well. So, keep your bank records. If you're buying something for your child, some people suggest get a different bank card. Get a bank card or a credit card or a prepaid credit card. Okay? Even if you don't have the money, you can walk out with the card. You can say, hey, I want to grab a prepaid credit card. You walk out. When you're ready to load it, go back to the store, put the money on it, maybe $20, $30. And you use that card specifically to take care of the children. If you are doing it in a group setting, you keep a record of that group setting issue and you mark it down. Okay, and you put a category. If you have online web access, these are the things that you can do to benefit you if this divorce or separation occurs. Now, when a child feels abandoned, we go into talk about abandonment. When a child feels abandoned, 95% of the child time that child will come and ask you, why did you abandon me? Or the child would take that abandonment and do the same thing you have done or have been placed in and start a chain reaction. Now, that chain reaction occurs because that child feels abandoned. And because that child feels abandoned, now that child feels that is the norm, or that is the normalcy that you have to do as a father. So now that you have that situation going on, you are in a position where you have to feel the brunt of a chain of pain and hurt. That child is now feeling alone, but it does not know how to fill that void. It grows up with the void, tries to put things in it, whether it's drugs, gang affiliation, hustling, basketball, football, sports, whatever. The child will find something to fill the void that that father was not there. Because if you look at the skill set we have, we survive for group, we survive as a community, we survive as individuals, we survive as in faith or religious belief. We seek out these families outside the bloodline because there is an emptiness, right there. And because of that empty void, the child wants to fill it. And as the child grows up to fill it, it distances itself from the biological and goes for the other family bond. Now, if the child is lost with it, its understanding of what it means to be part of the bloodline, the child will act out and defects can occur. A mental defect, a physical defect, or a spiritual defect can occur. So it's very important that we look at these things as fathers to make sure that we have a strong base or foundation set in stone so that when we cultivate anything that we do, we are cultivating in a positive light. My name is Brother Alfred. I am the CEO and the president of National Saving and Fatherhood. You are listening to NSF Radio. All right, I thank you for your time and your patience and welcome. I appreciate you all listening in, tuning in. We will have another broadcast next week. Please tune in to our Zoom broadcast, which will be coming up tomorrow, Thursday, the 25th at 6 p.m. on our Zoom broadcast. We do invite everybody. It's only $20 to donate towards our father and legal son, our fatherhood legal fund. And every time you donate that, we will send out a free mug or a National Saving Fatherhood hat. Okay? So please donate today. We appreciate your donation and we appreciate your time and hope to see you next week. All power. Father time. Oh, also, PS, want to say everybody, we're pushing the hashtag. Hashtag fatherhood matters, plural. That's hashtag fatherhood matters. Please use your hash this hashtag. Please let people know we're pushing it. We want it. Come on in. Get on in. Thank you. Peace.